Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Rob, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. In your lifetime, how have you tried to cheat the system? How have you tried to cheat the system?
Shipping a dead body, but nobody knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just don't tell people what it is. Put it in a Tupperware container.
Don't sweat this.
So many times I have cheated the system.
Okay.
Not many I'd like to repeat on the air, but I would say a simple one is you play the game of can I beat the ETA that Google Maps gives me to where I'm going.
All right. Okay. And is that based on your speed or your route of travel?
Little column A, little column B.
Okay. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I want to backtrack real fast. Miles.
Yes.
As a man that is over 6 foot tall and suffers from no acetal disease, you got to get yourself a pair of overalls, man. Get some nice overalls.
I'm from West Virginia. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
It's like me dating my cousin.
And it wouldn't surprise anyone.
Howdy, y'all. You ready to do a radio show?
He's from West Virginia. Of course he's wearing overalls. It's just one of those things I can't do. Steve can't walk down the street eating a piece of watermelon.
I can't.
He can't. There's just certain things in life that you know the optics are like, look at that West Virginian in the overalls. I mean, it's just like you.
Wear suspenders that we could see before you wear overalls?
Well,
one or the other, you're going to work, you got the overalls or you got suspenders.
Here's the weird thing about overalls. People wear them in the summertime in West Virginia, so they will often wear them without a shirt on.
Of course.
So you have that look of just like, that's the look I know. Because even in the summertime, like farmers or whatever, they'll get hot or working outside, but they're still wearing the protective cobra.
Why don't you just do that?
I mean, that's what Tim does for Moonshiners. He wears overalls all the time without a shirt.
He does.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he has to go to a business meeting.
That's probably filmed close to West Virginia.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So and also, if you start wearing overalls, though, like I feel like every Sunday you just need to tell us that, like, you got hog maws or something. You know what I mean? Like, got them damn pork chops cooking.
Right, yep.
and, like, you're cooking dinner, but you're somewhat pissed about it?
Right.
I have early on in the Netflix world days. Uh-huh. So my first wife, their mom had a lot of the streaming services.
Yeah.
But my kids would come down and they would stay with me and they wanted to watch their shows and continue watching the shows that they've been watching at home at my house.
Yeah.
So for like a year and a half, maybe, I had a Netflix, so to speak, account.
So to speak, yeah.
So to speak.
Meaning now, you didn't.
Well, yes. But then, okay, here's the problem. And I'm not sure what the number is. Don't quote me on this. If you are a Netflix subscriber, you know this better than I. But, okay. So my daughter goes off to school to Bellingham.
All right.
She still has the password. She still uses the Netflix. Okay. Then I have my other daughter. She's in school. She's also using this Netflix password down
in San Diego.
In San Diego. All right. At the mothership home, they're trying to get on Netflix to watch a show. But let's just say that I, as well, I'm on the fourth profile, and I am using, now they can't get in and watch a show.
Right.
So then I get a call, you know, from my ex-wife at 9:15 at night, because she can see who's watching what. And when she sees mine, which is like some kind of, you know, definitely not something my kids are watching. I can't remember what the hell I was watching. But she calls me up. She's like, could I get a favor from you? And I'm like, yeah, man, sure. What do you need? Could you just stop watching Netflix? We just sat down and we finished dinner. We really want to watch a show. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Kate and Ava are already using there. So when you get on there, then I can't log in. I'm like,
I get it. Okay.
My bad.
Sounds like a you problem. I'm watching a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you call me back at the end of this?
Well, it can't be her fault. He just stopped paying for it.
I know. Yeah, I know. Could you give me 13 more minutes?
Come on, man. The show's almost done. Just wait it out.
Exactly.
Play a round of cards.
Mm-hmm. The reason we asked how have you tried to cheat the system.
I'm ruthless, Dad.
Brutal in here. Can you believe this bitch?
We was
wants to use her own Netflix?
Interrupting my program. Yeah,
right. Well, her ex-husband won't watch it?
Exactly.
Damn.
Didn't I give you enough money?
Yeah.
This should be on the house one.
That's right.
The Jeez. Rudeness of some people.
The reason we asked, how have you tried to cheat the system? Oh, I thought I cheated the system. Great, man. And I totally got screwed out of the deal. Okay, so I had a rental car that I got when the lady hit my car. So I had the rental car for like a month maybe or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rental car was from Indiana.
Okay.
All right. Guess what Indiana doesn't have? They don't have front license plates. So they all only right. have a license plate in the back.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my thought process goes like this. When you're going through a toll, right, if you don't have the good to go or whatever,
yeah,
it's
going to
right? read your front license plate. And then it's going to bill the rental car place, which then in turn bills you for whatever you incurred during your usage.
Sure.
Typically, that's standard with a front license plate. I didn't have one, and the back was a temporary tag on this car. It was like a brand-new rental car, but it only had... Yeah. Like 4,000 miles, 3,000 miles. Still had a temporary tag in the back and then no tag in the front. I am using every freaking toll lane for a month. I'll go under the tunnel. I'm going over the bridge, you know, in Tacoma, going to Gig Harbor, on the house.
Right.
405. I'm in the way too expensive lane. Like, turns out they have cameras that could take pictures from the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I got them. I pulled one over their eyes, man. Then I got this.
You really didn't know that it's going to take a picture.
I didn't know they had all that.
You just thought it was a front.
I just figured because you see the light flash when you go
How
through.
Much money did you put in tolls?
About $125 a month. I mean, I swear to God, I was in like, you know, like the pay lane where you go to pay.
Oh, yeah, like, hell
stuff.
Yeah, man.
Like, hey, if you want to pay more, get in this lane. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I'm just burning it up and down the highway.
Surprise.
Got that bill, like, mother.
The weirdest one I saw was we were in a funeral procession, right? So, like, if it's a big funeral, like, at a certain point, like, you know what I mean? Everybody has their lights on or whatever. What's it? Hazard? I forget what you put on. Like, you could tell people are in
a
funeral.
Know, yeah.
But the light had changed, but everybody's still going through it. And it just sucked because, like, half the people there got tickets.
Really?
Oh,
because we were all in the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like basically once the hearse gets there to the cemetery, you only have so much time. So everybody wants to stay a part of it. Actually, here's a crazy one. My mom used to have that Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
Now I don't know what's going on with her car, and I was not with her, thank God. But I guess it's one of her friends. She doesn't get out of the funeral procession, but the alarm's going off.
Oh, no.
So she's driving in the funeral procession, right? This thing just blaring.
Jesus.
You ever followed a funeral procession just to get through lights?
I think me and Bernie did before.
I've done it. It's not something I actively do, but in my younger days, I'm like, you know what, man? Just like you said, throw on the hazards, get in a line. They don't know. But the thing is, I got through like 8 lights because I didn't have to stop. And I'm like, it's perfect.
You guys ever tailgate an ambulance that's on its way?
No. That seems a little more dangerous.
Have you done that?
That's how you get through traffic, man.
Damn, man.
The reason we asked, how have you tried to cheat the system? Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week.
What?
Yes. Actually, it was not Snoop, but that's where the problem lies. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked almost exactly like Snoop Dogg. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was fairly realistic. Cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. The California Highway Patrol posted the photo on Instagram of the fake Snoop Dogg who was riding shotgun.
I think the best one that I remember, a guy in Phoenix, man, he kept blowing through this toll. Never paid the toll. He was always speeding, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this went on for like a year and a half. So they pull his ass into court, and he says, can you prove that I was driving the car? I was like, you know we have cameras. He goes, I know. Take a look at the pictures. Every single picture, this dude wore a gorilla mask, okay? So they have hundreds of them, but in every single picture, it looks like a gorilla driving the car. So they were pissed because they're like, man, we know it's you. He's like, prove it. And they couldn't. So he
it wasn't me. It was the random monkey man.
Yeah, and they're like, you're telling us a gorilla drives your car every day. He's like, pictures don't lie. You know, so like they knew it was him, but they could not prove it. So they ended up dropping all the charges against the guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.